תהילים, פרק י"ז, 17th chapter. תפילה לדוד, a prayer compiled by King David. שמעה השם, listen השם, accept השם צדק. My prayer that comes by virtue of the tzedakah, the kindness, the charity that I've done. הקשיבה רינתי, listen to my praise, to my song. האזינה תפילתי, listen to my prayer. בלא שפתי מרמה. My prayer is coming with my lips that are not lips that have spoken cunningness and deceit. And this is important. David the Melech is saying, I'm coming in a pure fashion, God. I'm coming to speak to you, and my lips are clean. Milfanecha mishpati yeitze. My judgment should come out from before you. If I've sinned, so I have to be judged and punished. So let those sins go out from before you and not come before you in judgment. Milfanecha mishpati yeitze, my judgment should come out from before you. Einecha techezena meisharim. And if I have merits, so then your eyes should see the straight things that I've done. Bachanta libi, David HaMelech is now referring to his sin with Bathsheba. David HaMelech is referring to the chapter which we've been learning for the last 2-3 weeks. And David HaMelech says, you have tested my heart. I know I have a sin that's with me. And I know that I can't really stand up to face judgment. You tested my heart. Pakat alayla. And when nightfall came, you took accounting. You checked me out. Tziraftani. You purified me. You tested me. Valtimtan. You didn't find me whole. You didn't find me the way I should have been. I went up that evening when you tested me to the top of my castle, and you tested me, you had me see something improper, and I fell. Zamoti balyavov pi. If only I would be able to put a muzzle on my mouth and not let the words come out, as I told you, God, test me, I'll live up to the test. And you tested me, and you said, you won't live up to the test. And of course, God, you were right. Lifulot adam bidval sefatecha, ani shamarti orchot paritz. From that time on, any time I came to do something, I was careful. Lifulot adam, for any action that mankind does, any action that I would do, bidval sfatecha, when it comes to your words, ani shamarti orchot paritz, I followed them to the letter, to the T. I try to do everything that you say exactly. But tamocha shurai b'maglotecha, I want you to support my paths, the ways I go with your guidance. Balnamotu fa'amai, and my footsteps didn't steer off the path that you set up for us. Meaning David HaMelech is saying, I messed up with Bathsheba. You tested me, and I regret that I brought this test upon myself, and I failed. And you know I failed. But you know that ever since then, I've been diligent in following your word, in following the path that you set up for us. And David the Melech is asking God, when you're going to evaluate me, when you're going to judge me, so look at the right things I've done. Look, I am trying to make up for it. Ani kerativa, I called to you, Hashem, even though I've sinned, and I haven't lived up to what I should have, kitanini el, because I know I have bitachon, I know you will answer me. Hatoz necha li shemaim rati. Tilt your ear to me, so to speak, listen to what I have to say. Hafleicha sadecha Moshiach chosim. Be extraordinary in your kindness, God. You who who save, who redeem those that take refuge with you. Mimitkomimim biminecha. Save them from those who come and try to arise upon them. So the biminecha refers back to the beginning of the pasuk. So to speak, with your right hand, save the people who have faith in you, mimitkomimim, from those that arise upon them. So it would be read like this: Haflecha sadecha Moshiach hosim biminecha mimitkomimim, or Haflecha sadecha biminecha Moshiach hosim mimitkomimim. The mimitkomimim is really its own clause. It's from those that arise upon them. Shomreini, watch over me, keishon batayim, like one watches the pupil in the eye. God made, we have an eyelash, an eyelid, that closes to protect the black of the eye. The black of the eye is called ishon. And the reason is either because it's ishon is like the darkness of the night, or because when you look into someone's pupil, if you look closely, you'll see a miniature of yourself. You're an ish, and you see like a little ish. That's called an ishon, a little ish. So that's why the black of the eye is called ishon, the little man in the eye. Yeah. Okay, yes, sir. Shomreini, so David HaMelech says, God, watch over me like one protects the pupil of the eye. Betzel kenafecha tastireini. In the shadow of your wing, you should hide me. You should conceal me. Mipnei reshaim zu shaduni. From the reshaim that try to plunder me. Oivai benefesh akifu alai. My enemies surround me and they try to take my soul. Notice David HaMelech has enemies and those who want to take him down ever since he's erred with Bathsheba. And he's saying, God, I know I've sinned. Please judge me according to all the righteousness that I've done ever since then. Protect me. Chelbam osagru. These people who try to take me down have had their fat close off their hearts. Pima dibru vegeyut. And they allow their mouths to speak proudly. And how can they be so sinful? How could they try to kill me? How can they allow themselves to be this way if they're Jews? Because they cover their hearts. They try to guide them correctly with their fats. The psukim refer again and again to the fact that people know what's right, but have ways of covering up for themselves, covering their conscience and continuing doing what's wrong. And we're all that way. So one person is that way on one level, and another person is that way on another level. But we're all that way. At any given moment, we know what's right, and we convince ourselves with all kinds of arguments and learn ways to avoid dealing with our conscience. Ashureinu ata sevavunu. Our enemies have now surrounded us, and they've surrounded our heels, so to speak. They're close. Einehem yashitu lintot ba'aretz. They place their eyes to expand over the ground. And David HaMelech, after erring with Uriah, and all the Jews were out at war, and David was fearful that maybe the Jews will fall at the hands of the Ammonites. They were all out at war, and he just sinned, and he's their leader. So he begged God that the Jews shouldn't fall, because if they fall at this battle with the Ammonites, so the Philistines and the Moabites and the Edomites, all our neighbors, would be quick to pounce. They'd see, oh, they lost one battle, so maybe now's the time to attack. So David was praying. We can understand this verse, Rashi says, he was referring to the Jewish people as a whole, that were surrounded, just as it is today, so it wasn't David HaMelech's time. There are enemies all around. Once we start faltering in a war, we're in danger that they're all going to pounce. Dimyono. The thoughts are like a lion who constantly covets. He wants to pounce. He's constantly thinking how he could be toref. He could, what's it called when a lion
surprise, pounce.
It's more than that. One animal kills another animal. In Hebrew it's called litof. I don't remember what it's called in English. V'chichfir yoshev b'misterim, and like a young lion who's sitting in hiding, waiting to pounce. Kuma Hashem, all our enemies are around waiting to pounce on us, and you Hashem, you arise, kadma fanav, you greet his face, meaning you attack our enemy. Hachri'ehu, cut down his legs, bring him down. Paleta nafshi mirasha charbecha, and rescue my soul from any wicked person that you really make him as your sword. Because David HaMelech recognizes that the only way that the wicked can overtake him is if God is using them as his sword. So David HaMelech is saying, save my soul from the Rasha who is all but your sword. That's what he is. He is not all but, he is your sword. Mimtim yadcha, I'd rather be from the dead from your hand, God. Mimtim yadcha, from the dead at your hand, Hashem. Mimtim mecheled, from those that die at an old age, so to speak, they've rusted. Cheled is like chaluda, rust. Let me be from those that die of rust, those that die of old age. Chelkam b'chayim, may I be from the tzaddikim whose portion is in life. Utzfuncha temale vitnam, and from those that you fill them, that you fill their innards from the good that you've hidden. Yisbe'u vanim, and they are satiated, they have children. V'hinichu yitram lo lelehem, and they leave over their wealth when they die to their children. They die a natural death in old age, and they leave over, they, after dying a peaceful death, they can leave over what they've accomplished for their offsprings. And David HaMelech is praying to be one of them. Our sages derive from this pasuk, Utzfuncha temale vitnam, that if one has the head of his bed litzafon, to the north, then that's a segula for his wife finishing off her pregnancy and having male living children. Meaning that his wife won't miscarry and he'll have male living children. So that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that one should have the head of his bed facing the north when he's with his wife. When you're checking out apartments, people sometimes don't think to check this out. Sometimes the room, especially here in Israel, or when you're renting a small apartment, so the room can be small in a way that the beds can only be positioned one way. So when you're checking out an apartment, it pays to check where the north is.
So you don't rent an apartment that's
like... I didn't say you don't rent it. You might rent it and decide to figure out how you're going to work it, but it's something to factor. Something you should think about.
If you're a single guy, it's not such a...
If you're a single guy, you don't have to worry about it. Ani b'tzedek, I hope. Ani b'tzedek, echezef anecha. David HaMelech is saying, in the future, I will see your face. David HaMelech is saying, I will see the righteousness of how you're going to judge me, and you'll take into account the righteous acts that I've done, and therefore you'll allow me to see your face. I will be satiated from seeing you, your picture, so to speak, God. I will see you when I awaken. And this verse, our sages took to refer to either Tchiyat HaMetim or to when we come to pray. Now we're coming to face God, so to speak. So, ani betzedek echazef anecha, I see your face with tzedek, with tzedakah. From here our sages derive that prior to prayer one should give tzedakah. And that's why there is a custom, you'll see many Sfardim are careful with this, that in Vayivarech David they give tzedakah before Shmona Esrei. And one, when he gives tzedakah, if he's giving it before Mincha or before Ma'ariv, so many have the custom to say this verse. They take the coins, they say ani betzedek echazef anecha, and put it in the pushka. Okay? Yeah, question? Okay.